I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
The supreme leader of all campaigns and definer of civilization's future, the Newt Gingrich 2012 presidential campaign, was found dead in the basement of campaign headquarters earlier today. Shortly after the passing was announced, hordes of intensely sobbing Gingrich followers and casino magnates gathered completely spontaneously outside the Gingrich compound in Alexandria, Virginia. It has been hinted by the foreign press that the campaign has been suffering losses for months, particularly in the failure of the Supreme Leader's southern strategy, both west of the Mississippi River and north of the Mason-Dixon demilitarized zone, and that this might be to blame for the campaign's demise. The crowd's grief was deafening as Mr. and Mrs. Gingrich, stunningly vapid in a pair of Tiffany's morning earrings, appeared at the balcony. In a joint statement, the Gingriches insisted that the campaign's sole heir and successor was the young entity known as Gingrich Productions. The official statement also decreed that it was the specific wish of the most honorable deceased campaign that death not be mentioned, but rather the legally binding term suspended in supreme immortality, in deference to those true devotees who believe its eminence will rise again to its exalted place atop our lives.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Texas attorney announces opening and massive funding of a new women's health services network, Unplanned Parenthood.
Bin Laden hologram wows at Al-Qaeda music festival.
Iranian linguists just 5 years away from acquiring mnemonic device.
Welcome to Gay Conversion, a four-step online course to help you stop being a homosexual. Step one, aversion therapy. You will hear a man's voice and receive a mild shock to your genitals. Thus, you will associate an attractive male with unpleasant feelings. Begin.
Hey there. You look sexy in that sweater. Why don't you put on these rabbit fur handcuffs? Now, just let me put these electrodes on your genitals. Your safe word is cauliflower. Yeah. You like that, bitch, don't you? Say my name! Say my name!
End of the aversion therapy. No, we will not give you more shocks. You are taking the wrong approach to this program. Step 2. Religious counseling. Here is a religious conservative to tell you what God thinks.
The perfect God who made you gay does not want you to be gay.
End of the religious counseling. Step 3. Psychoanalysis. Tell me about your mother. And is that why you're gay? No? Well, keep going. Yes? So is that why you're gay? No? Okay, go on. Okay, stop for a second. Is that why you're gay? I disagree. I think that's why you're gay. No, that's the reason. No, end of discussion. Step 4, reparative therapy. We will now teach you how to pick up girls and what to do when you get them home. First, meet a woman by talking about an interest you have in common, such as...
I would never stay with a man who treated me like that.
Or...
You got your sweater for $3? I got my sweater for $3!
Or...
I'm more of a Miranda than a Samantha.
Good! Now get her back to your place and try to have sex. Try again. Imagine you're with someone else. And try again. Keep trying, and eventually you will achieve a moment of intense intimacy.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Calm down.
Congratulations. You are now heterosexual. And you are psychologically ready to raise children.
Do you need some water?
Yes, please.
My penis is on fire.
Residents of Colfax, Indiana, population 691, a small town northeast of Indianapolis, are in a frenzy after the face of Poseidon was discovered in a Schumard oak. Our Stone Peck has the story.
10-year-old Boy Scout Matthew Wick came across the tree in the Broadview Lake campground during a weekend camping trip. Matthew, what happened?
I was looking for firewood on the forest floor, and I had this eerie feeling someone was watching me. I looked up, and there it was, the face of Poseidon, god of the sea, smiling down on me.
Mythologists from around the country have flocked to the minuscule municipality to get a first-hand squint. Polytheist Richard Charon is one of them.
I've already been lucky enough to see Zeus in a gutter in Philadelphia, Thor in some roadkill outside Phoenix, and now this! I can only make out the left ear and his sideburns, but the likeness is staggering. I'm definitely buying an I Heart Colfax t-shirt!
Most of Colfax welcomes the manifestation, but there are a few holdouts. For instance, 82-year-old Sylvia Winters.
I refuse to recognize the imposter Poseidon. I choose to worship the true god of the sea, the mighty Roman deity Neptune, whom I saw last Sunday in a bowl of pudding.
Robert Spector, a local insurance salesman, is more typical of the town.
Well, I'm just thrilled that the great god Poseidon chose to appear unto us. Hopefully it means good things are to come. Fruitful fishing season, perhaps?
Could be. But the nearest fishable body of water to Colfax is 114 miles away at Lake Michigan, which, by the way, looks just like Jesus' pancreas.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Al Gore found at North Pole with matches and blowtorch.
Girl with terminal cancer hopes to have sex soon to avoid suicide bombers in heaven.
Wisconsin legislature to repeal second law of thermodynamics.
All right, and now it's time for fun balloon animals. Here we go!
It's time for American Idol, otherwise known as the Republican Jobs Plan. And here's your host, Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan Seacrest!
Welcome to the semifinal round of American's Idol. Our three semifinalists have made it to the top of the heap of the 40 million Americans idled by Obama's radical socialistic agenda. Folks who will do anything to get a job. But tonight, one of these talented contestants will win a minimum wage, non-union job with no health benefits. Let's meet our judges. Jennifer Lopez. Pierce Morgan.
I'm a journalist.
And Herman Cain.
Nine. Wait for it. Nine.
Okay, let's play. Here's Philip. Last week, Philip won his round by stapling his tongue to his skateboard and performing a totally sick 540 triple kickflip on the halfpipe. Philip, what do you think of unemployment benefits?
I'd rather suck a dead pig than be coddled by jackbooted big government.
Attaboy! Before you were laid off, you were a spot welder at a Boeing plant. How are you going to win tonight?
Something no one's ever done. Nude spot welding.
Philip, you can't be flashing your family jewels here.
I don't got no jewels.
Not yet. Bling, bling.
Okay, then. Jockey shorts. But no helmet. No protective body gear. No mask. No sturdy fireproof gloves.
Make it bikini briefs.
No problem.
Philip, you barking mad dolt. Welders wear protection because the sparks are at 1100 degrees Fahrenheit. And the arc's intense light can burn holes in your retina.
That's for losers. I'm a winner.
Okay. Phil will spot weld an entire 737 wingtip panel.
Oh,
Philip, go! Look at those burns! His shorts are on fire! What a competitor! And there's the final rivet! Okay, America, contestant number one, Philip. 80% of his body covered with third-degree burns and legally blind. What's the verdict, Herman Cain?
9, 9, 9. Out of 10, 10, 10. Philip's up and Adam spirit makes America the greatest nation in the entire galaxy.
Jennifer Lopez.
I loved Philip's sinuous moves to avoid that cloud of white, hot metal shards. And the high C he hit when they set fire to his hair. Oh, my God.
Pierce Morgan.
Boring. Burnt skin. Puckers up. Turns black. Peels off a naked chest. Been there, done that. Phil, you're gone.
Now vote by texting Phil's unemployment number to 555-AMS-IDLE. Next, Maria. Maria won her last round by drinking the contents of the giant spittoon at the Lubbock, Texas Rodeo Grounds. Maria, you did that without taking a single breath.
Had to. It was all in one piece.
What stick-to-itiveness?
The free market rocks. 9, 9, 9.
Did that enormous lunger have a dominant flavor?
Cinnamint!
Maria, until Bain Capital outsourced it to India, your job was telemarketing. How are you planning to win tonight?
My lifelong dream. Eat my way out of an entire 5-foot-high composition board telemarketer's cubicle!
Watch that woman eat! The ultimate American consumer! Look at that! Indiscriminate white-hot greed in action! And she's done it, folks! Three walls of the cubicle have disappeared down contestant number two, Maria's amazing maw. Maria, anything to say to our judges?
You got any Zantac?
Herman Cain, your verdict.
9, 9, 9. 999, the finest American lady in the Milky Way.
Ms. Lopez.
America, vote this Latina sister the number one American idol.
Pierce Morgan.
Maria, I'm all choked up. My heart is full to bursting. I'm overflowing with emotion. I can't keep my admiration down.
Now that is sick, baby.
Jesus, bitch, you just barfed soundproofing tiles all over my Vera Wang.
Maria! Maria! You cheated! You are disqualified. Okay, contestant number three, Edgar. Former Ford plant foreman Edgar won his last round by putting himself in a 15,000-pound-per-square-inch Prius unibody punch press. Edgar?
I'm over here. I can't walk anymore. I'm shaped like a Ford Prius.
Hey, at least you'll get incredible mileage.
50-60 mpg minimum.
9, 9, 9.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Trophy wife escapes from display case.
Tennessee passes law replacing sex education with a stiff whack in the groin with a King James Bible.
Romney criticizes Obama for being a Wall Street Mormon with a wife named Anne.
In light of the recent Secret Service scandal, new regulations were put in place which have changed the way the agency operates. The final edition recently gained access to a meeting which took place in the Netherlands between President Obama and Prime Minister Mark Rutte.
Hello, Mr. Prime Minister.
Mr. President, it is good to see you again.
Have you met my Secret Service agents?
Always a privilege to meet America's most elite law enforcers. How are you, sir?
Yo! You got any of that good Amsterdam legal weed?
Hey, Dutchie, can I stick my finger in a dike up in this mother...
Mr. President, your agents seem to be out of control.
Oh, they are. But don't worry, they have a chaperone.
Hey, let's get this party started.
Oh, you remember President Clinton?
You were one of our finest trading partners, military allies, and hash bar customers.
That was way back last Tuesday.
Anyway, you don't have to worry about President Clinton, because he has his own chaperone. How you doing, dude? I'm Elliot Spitzer.
And who's his chaperone? Anthony Weiner?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Anthony Weiner is chaperoning John Edwards.
It looks like you need another Secret Service just to guard the Secret Service.
We have everything under control. Fellas, the Prime Minister and I are going to have our meeting now.
Cool. I'm taking these guys to a whorehouse.
To a what?
I mean, the Anne Frank house.
They have legal weed there?
Yo, I feel the need to brag about who I work for to a prostitute.
As the former governor of New York, can I get my finger in a dike up in this mother... Later, gentlemen.
Brought to you by the Secret Service, because your tax dollars go on the dresser, not the nightstand.
Stop eating my sesame cake!
It's time for another episode of Sister Mary Che Explains It All For You.
Hello, ladies. It's your little old left-lib nun again, Sister Mary Che, coming to you from the convent of Our Lady of Liberation Tendencies in Wellesley, Mass., mother house of my wonderful, wonderful order, the Little Sisters of Noam Chomsky. A lot of news in nun world this week, ladies. The holy war on women continues. Pope Benedict XVI, we girls of the veil call him Benji, the Rottweiler of God, is cracking down on us 60,000 remaining U.S. nuns. Why? Because we have radical feminist views, like caring for the homeless, the poor, and the HIV positive, like supporting free health care, you know, the kind Jesus used to provide. Come to think of it, comparing the Pope to a Rottweiler is really unfair to Rottweilers. We have a Rottweiler here at the hospice called Gertrude Stein, and she's a total sweetie pie. Except when we get a visitation from one of those right-wing bishops. Oh my, she loves to bite their bottoms. We had Cardinal Roly-Poly Dolan of New York pay us a visit recently to shut us up. We're all for Catholic employers having to provide birth control for their employees, you see. Gertrude took one look at him and went right for the buttocle area. And there's a lot of it. The funny thing about our new cardinal being contraception is that he, well, looks like he has a couple of buns in the oven. And you know what? Once he's birthed and raised those little ones all alone on food stamps with no child benefits or health insurance, we'd love to hear what he has to say about birth control. Won't we, ladies? Blessed be the fruit of thy womb, Roly-Poly-Doly. Here's the irony of not very bright men telling us girls to toe the line. Most of us have at least one PhD. I have two. One in Lacanian deconstructive theology and one in applied microbiology. That's a fancy pants way of saying doctor. So I can assure His Holiness and His Roly-Poliness that the medical advances which help us control death also give us the means to control birth. Yet, while the Catholic hierarchy disapproves of birth control, it has no problem with death control. Oh, golly, Miss Molly, no. They want all the latest medical breakthroughs to keep them alive as long as possible. Heaven can wait. Now, if God is fine with intervening medically in the natural order at the end of life, what would be her problem with intervening medically in the natural order at the beginning of life? We nuns of the 60s and 70s know one thing. After all the prayers and good works of the last 40 years, there are still two classes of people in the church. Catholics with penises the hierarchy, and us, the lowerarchy, without. Yea, verily, it's a man's world, and that's why it's such a gosh darned mess. But you know something? Despite all that death control at their disposal, we still outlive them. So here's today's mini-homily from your little old left-lib nun, Sister Mary Che. Life doesn't begin at conception. Life begins at 40. Bye-bye till next time, ladies. God bless you, everyone.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
George Zimmerman to appear on Dancing with the Stars.
May 8th is Bring Your Daughter's Gun to Work Day.
Predator drone thinks its mission is to keep Afghans from getting married.
One, two.
This has been the Final Edition Radio Hour, Satire with Teeth. For more, visit thefinaledition.com. Tonight's episode was performed by Darby Worley, Ann Tuchel, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Sister Mary Che performed by Darby Worley. The Final Edition Radio Hour was written by Greg Russ, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Mike Richardson Bryan, Jay Welch, Fisher King, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. American's Idol conceived and written by Peter Kleinman. Our thanks to the Progressive Radio Network for the use of their facilities and resources. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2012.